Chapter 2. Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood. The Wormwoods had a nice house with 3 bedrooms. Matilda's father bought old cars from people and sold them, and it seemed that he did well at it. He was a small man with big front teeth. He had a thin moustache, and he wore loud, ugly jackets that people always noticed.
"Sawdust," he said one day, "is one of my secrets for making lots of money, and it costs me nothing."
"What do you use sawdust for?" Matilda asked.
"You're too stupid to understand," he said. "But young Michael will work at my garage one day, so I'll tell him."
He turned to his son and said,
"I buy an old car that's making a terrible noise from someone who has driven it badly. Then I put some sawdust in the oil and the car goes beautifully."
"Wow,"
said Michael.
"Does the car ever start making a noise again?" Matilda asked him.
"Yes,
after about 100 miles,
said Mr. Wormwood, smiling.
"But that's lying to people, Daddy," said Matilda.
"You can't get rich if you don't tell a few lies," said Mr. Wormwood.
"When you've got a good brain like I do, you've got to use it."
"It's like stealing. I hate it," said Matilda.
Mr. Wormwood's face suddenly went very red.
"My money pays for all the food in this house. If you don't like how I make money, don't eat," he said.
"You're a silly little girl and you don't know what you're talking about."
"That's right, Harry,"
Mrs. Wormwood said to her husband.
"Don't talk to your father like that, Matilda. Now, keep your mouth shut. I can't hear this programme while you're making so much noise."
They were eating dinner, and they were sitting in front of the TV, like they did every night. Mrs. Wormwood's eyes did not move from the TV. She was a large woman with bright yellow blonde hair.
"Mummy," said Matilda, "may I eat my dinner in the kitchen and read my book?"
"No, you may not," said Mr. Wormwood. "Dinner is a family meal, and no one leaves the table until we've all finished."
"But we're not at the table," said Matilda. "We always eat with our dinners on our knees, watching the TV."
"Then what's wrong with that, you stupid girl?"
Mr. Wormwood's voice suddenly sounded soft and dangerous. Matilda said nothing because she was too angry, and the angry feeling inside her grew and grew. It was very difficult for her not to hate her parents. They thought that the most important things in life were money and television. And there was another thing. Matilda hated it when her parents called her stupid, because she knew that she was not stupid. Later that night, when she went to bed, Matilda still felt hot and angry. She knew that she had to fight back in some small way. So she made a plan.
"When they are horrible to me," she thought, "I will do something horrible back to them."
And because of the conversation in front of the TV that evening, her father was the first person in her mind.